Thank you, Ian. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording, which begins with the continuing discussion about the revamp of the Norwich market and how stallholders are divided over the issue. City Hall's proposal to revamp Norwich market has stallholders divided, with some coming out in support of the plans just days after others slammed the idea. Several traders in the historic landmark say the designs, which include an arcade running through the site's centre or a courtyard in the middle, are essential for businesses there to thrive. Others, meanwhile, have criticised Norwich City Council's scheme, fearing it would result in stalls being lost. Some traders want to hold events, but can't at the moment, and there are places like Greenwich Market and Spitalfields Market, which have beautiful areas to hold events through the evening. However, Norwich Market doesn't. There are a number of stalls currently being used for storage, so this myth about being lost isn't true. With these plans, a lot of the stalls would actually be taken back and storage would then be provided elsewhere. If the city wants local businesses to survive and thrive, they need this kind of support. The public consultation on the City Council's website closed on June the 25th.
A firefighter who served during the Second World War has been honoured with a long service medal from the King. The Lady Dannet, MBE, HM Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, presented Mr. Betts with the Long Service and Good Conduct Medal on behalf of King Charles during a ceremony at Carrow Fire Station in Norwich. William, known as Billy Betts, 97, began his service at Wroxham Fire Station in 1942, when Norfolk was part of the National Fire Service. He served until 1963, with one of his final call-outs being the major blaze at Horsted Mill. Mr. Betts described how the fire service operated during the war. He said, "When I started at Wroxham during the war, we slept there in hammocks. I was on the control, and when the message came in that the enemy was coming, I had to ring up 5 fire stations to tell them. I then had to ring them all back to tell them when they were gone." Lady Dannet said, "If the King were here to present this, I know he would be as proud of you as I am. Many congratulations and thank you for your service."
Norfolk County Council has been ranked among the UK's best for climate action. The council achieved third place among all county councils in the UK as per Climate Emergency UK's latest climate action scorecards, which evaluate councils on areas such as green energy, sustainable transport and environmental stewardship. Norfolk's climate action strategies include new LED streetlights, thousands of newly planted trees, and the introduction of 70 electric buses in Norwich, which has cut emissions and saved an estimated 3,800 tonnes of CO2 annually.
A peregrine falcon chick has taken its first flight in Norfolk. The fledgling launched from the spire of Norwich Cathedral in an event watched live by thousands around the world, thanks to 24-hour nest cameras run by the Hawk and Owl Trust in partnership with Hawk Optics. After leaving the nest at around 6:40 p.m. on June the 18th, the young falcon landed on the ground but was able to reach a first floor ledge before being safely returned to the bell tower. Once threatened by persecution, peregrines have adapted well to urban environments. There are now an estimated 1,769 breeding pairs in the UK, including around 200 in cities.
The city's biggest theatre company has launched a bid to give an old funeral home a new lease of life. Norwich Theatre has put forward plans to transform the closed George Bush Funeral Home at 39 Oak Street, just off St Crispin's Road, into a costume hire shop. The plans propose lifting conditions which restrict the usage of the building. The home was run by East of England Co-op Funeral Services. Norwich Theatre rents out a wide variety of costumes and equipment. Norwich City Council planners will now consider the application.
The launch of Norfolk's long-awaited dental school has been handed a boost, but there remains a race against time to get the first students signed up. The University of East Anglia's application to train dentists has been approved by the General Dental Council. But the UEA still faces a wait to discover whether it will be able to offer places at the school from September next year. Representatives recently headed to Westminster to lobby MPs to exert pressure to allow that to happen. A UEA spokeswoman said, "We are committed to pushing for the opportunity to offer undergraduate dentistry training at UEA to help tackle the shortage of dentists across our region. The General Dental Council has now approved our application to be a formal provider of dental training, which is a positive step forward. However, we must wait for the government to instruct the Office for Students to start the allocation of additional undergraduate places."
We've now reached the end of part one. Lorna and Robin will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Elaine and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.